me what you wear, the club in our mind, but in this, and we will set on this lovable sky.
This is Mary Ellen Angel Scribe. I'm excited to do the show with you today, and I'd like to welcome you all to another happy heart hour of metaphysical straight talk from the heart. Atira's program is dedicated to teaching about the unseen world of spirit and angels and how they interplay in our lives. Atira is having the time of her life. She's at a major woo-woo convention of mystics and mediums from around the world. She's in Rochester, New York. And some of the people that she's meeting, she's thrilled. She calls them like species because it's very difficult for her to find people. I mean, she loves a lot of us, but we're not like her. It'd be like Edgar Casey finding a best friend. So Atira's out there, and she's meeting talented and gifted people from England, Germany, Australia, Sweden, Canada, and she's having so much fun. She'll actually phone me up at night, barely able to breathe, just like a puppy dog with her tail wiggling so hard. She's so excited from the day's events, she doesn't even know where to start telling me about them. They have 200 participants at this woo-woo convention, and they actually had a day where they went out to Lilydale Spiritualist Camp and toured that, so that was a big thrill. And next week's radio show is going to be a humdinger because, you know, Atira is going to share all the great events and miracles that happened to her. And first, I'd like to share with you one that happened to her. Atira has this thing where she jokes and she says that both she and I expect two miracles before noon. And for those of you that read the Angel Scribe newsletters, you know, that pretty much is how our days go. But what happened to her recently was borderline ridiculous. It was like a 6:30 a.m. wake-up call from the angels. So as she was leaving for the convention, you know how it is. You go to the airport, and it's a hurry-up-and-wait day. She gets to the airport, finds out her flight's delayed, and she's grumbly because it meant she could have slept in. But anyway, so she goes to the section of the airport she's supposed to be at, and she looks up, and there's two other early birds there, and one's a woman who's sound asleep, and another one is a lady who is reading a book. Now, when Atira and I travel, we love it because it's an opportunity for spirit to put us beside someone on an airplane or meet someone you wouldn't normally meet in your own hometown, possibly a new friend, possibly someone to help. So it's like a spiritual journey when we go on a trip. Well, Atira, she was sad because I couldn't go on this trip with her, and she knew we would just have a bundle of fun. She said in about an hour I'd know everybody at the convention, and that's usually what happens. It's so exciting to meet all those new people. Well, Tira is sitting there waiting for the flight to board to arrive, and she's bored. So when she looks up at the two ladies, she looks at the one, she's the sleeping one sleeping. She looks across to see the one who's reading the book, and the book's cover is folded over, and the unusual shape of the book is what caught Tira's eyes first, and she's thinking, no way. Then she glimpses the blue cover, and she goes, oh, my goodness. She knew the name of the book. So she says to the lady, pardon me, but that's my girlfriend's book. And this lady, her name's Nancy, looks up at Atira, kind of bewildered. She's not expecting a miracle before 6:30 in the morning either. And Atira says, my girlfriend wrote that book. I'm in that book. And Atira says, the name of the book, if you unfold the covers, Expect Miracles, is by Mary Ellen Angel Scribe. And my story is on page 28. It's called It Started in Seattle. Well, Nancy was thrilled, and she started talking to Atira, and she says, wait, don't talk anymore. He says, my friend pulled this book from her library for me to read on the flight, and she said, it's such a fun book to read. So Nancy said, wait, I have to phone my friend right away and tell her about meeting you. So Atira looks at her and laughs and says, it's 6:30 in the morning. That must be a really good friend that you can phone. So, It Started in Seattle was the name of the story that Atira had, and it was a perfect reminder for Nancy as she is venturing out of the airport in Seattle. Now, I don't know the rest of the story, if she had been visiting in Seattle or she was leaving, but her miracle started in Seattle. And Atira, who was upset that I couldn't fly with her, really felt encompassed in love because when she saw the book, she knew that I was with her in spirit. So she signed Nancy's book, and on her story, Nancy said her friend will be thrilled when she gets her book back with an autograph. And now Expect Miracles was published in 1999. So you do not often see it in public these days. So Tara was laughing, and she told me over the phone, she goes, "Well, last Friday, somewhere in the United States of America, Nancy's got a great story on synchronicity to share. She indeed had a miracle that started in Seattle." And what's more perfect for Atira is it was a reminder for her to, as the title said, expect miracles. And so far she's had this magical trip and synchronicities. So the next time you're sitting bored in an airport, remember there are many more connections to be made than just airlines. Now, before Nancy boarded the airplane, Atira suggested that she check out angelscribe.com. She says you really need to go look at Mary Ellen's website because you're going to be in the next newsletter. And she's right. Nancy is going to be in the next newsletter. And just in case you're listening to the radio show today, everybody says hello to Nancy. Anyways, dearest listeners, today, please do not phone in to ask for a psychic reading. You won't be getting one. Well, I could give you one. I could make it up, but that'd drive you nuts. I remember once Atira and I had a reading, and somebody told us that they saw a yellow Volkswagen. We had no clue what it meant. We still don't, and every time we see one, we laugh. So if you call up for a reading, I'm going to tell you you're going to see a yellow Volkswagen. I'm not psychic or a medium, but our guest today is, I'm so excited, she's my regular guest. She's an author, a lecturer, and an angelic teacher. She was the first one that taught me. Her first book, Angel Speak, was one that I found and just devoured. Now, her name's Trudy Griswold, and she and I actually channel angels, and we both today will be sharing angelic messages that we get from the angels for you. Now, so please hold any personal psychic questions until Atira returns next week with all of her stories. Now, as a way to introduce myself to those of you who aren't getting the Angels and Miracles newsletter, I'm lucky enough to be Tira's best friend. Now, that's a magical journey in itself. I'd be jealous if I wasn't me. And by now you know I'm the best-selling international author of Expect Miracles and the second book, A Christmas Filled with Miracles by Canary Press. And many of you are readers of the Angels and Miracles newsletters, so it's really good for me to connect with you in this different venue over the air. Also, my newest adventure is writing for our local newspaper. I live in Cottage Grove, Oregon. It's a town of 9,000 residents. And the Pet Tips and Tales newspaper column is a year old, and the Angel Scribe Internet newsletters are 11 years old. Through these free newsletters, it's my intention to uplift hearts around the world and strengthen beliefs, whatever they are. One is to let people know that, yes, angels are real. And the Pets column's intention is to educate the next generation of pet guardians on how to best take care of their animals. Both newsletters are intended to be life-changing, filled with stories that make people think, learn, and laugh. For your pleasure, some of the pet tips and their tales are posted on Atira's and my website, angelscribe.com. That's angel and then write, scribe.com. It's an intentional, chosen, volunteer act of kindness that I do for the world. It lifts my heart. It makes me want to get up in the morning and write. And it's definitely one of the vehicles the angels are using as they teach and uplift us. I'm not the only one sharing angels and miracle stories on the Internet and teaching people about them. Today's show, we are interviewing our very famous angel teacher, Trudy Griswold of Angel Speak. Trudy Griswold is best known, along with her sister Barbara, who left us recently, sadly, a year ago, to work directly with the angels on the other side. This famous angel duo were known for their lectures, workshops, and best-selling books, and that's how Atira and I met them, in total awe on an angel cruise out of Florida. Now, please check out Trudy's website, angelspeak.com. but the end of speak, it's an E. It's S-P-E-A-K-E during our show. Trudy will be teaching how spirit and the angels work in our lives. We're making this show today a teaching show because most people listening don't care about somebody's personal reading, but they want a little tidbit they can take and incorporate in their own lives. Trudy's in Florida. I'm in Oregon, so we're literally coast to coast. So welcome, Trudy.
Well, thank you, Mary Ellen. And I just have to say, I am so jealous also that I'm not with Akira today. Have you ever been to Lilydale?
No, I haven't been to Lilydale, but could you imagine 200 mediums walking around, the kind of energy in that building?
It must be glowing in Lilydale. You know, I have been there. I was lucky enough to take a trip a few summers ago to Lake Chautauqua, which is near Buffalo, New York, and everyone kept saying, you've got to go to Lilydale, you have to go. So my husband and I jumped in the car and drove about an hour there, and we sat on stumps, you know, tree stumps that had been cut down, and we were sitting in the forest, in the woods. It was so beautiful. The birds were chirping, and the sunlight was coming through the pine trees, and someone asked, as the psychics came toward the group, someone asked, my husband, Bob, could I come to you? And this gentleman gave Bob the most fabulous reading that to this day we still talk about it, and many of the things that he spoke to Bob about have come true. They have actually unfolded and happened, and it was a beautiful healing experience. So all of the listeners must tune in next week to hear about Atira's experiences, because I'm sure she's having just a great time.
Well, you know what it is? It's two of the teachers at this convention. It's being held in Rochester, New York, and they are from the Arthur Findlay College in England. And Atira had made a note. There were three teachers she wanted to learn from in her life, and two of them are at this.
Oh.
And they're really being hard on her because they said, we see your gift. We see how much you want it. And they said, we're going to be harder on you because we know how much you want it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just learned so many things over the last couple weeks.
Wow, so, talk about angel miracles. I love it when we pray for things to God and the angels, and then sure enough, they show up in our lives. And this is a great example of that.
It's about manifesting, really.
Yes, it really is. The universe has so much that it would like to share with us and give to us, and yet we get our human brain in the middle of it, in the middle of our miracle dreams and wishes and hopes, and we think, oh, I could never. That could never happen to me, or that only happens to others.
Look what happened to Oprah, for Pete's sake, from where she started to where she stands.
Isn't it the best? I love to tune into her program, not only for the content, but to just think about where she was in her life, what she chose as lessons to learn, it being in a family with all the difficulties, and then here she is today, one of the most powerful women on our planet.
I love watching her show. To me, she's my spiritual teacher because she's so inspirational, and then she does have the Angel Network.
Yes, after all.
I think she copied us.
I think so. No, she is just the best. And I thought, you know, someday when I grow up, I'd love to be like her. She always asks the best questions. And no matter what, no matter who she's speaking with, I love the way the program or the conversation always turns around to spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a purpose. We can all make a difference. We're all here to help others on this earth, and I think, God bless you, Oprah, because she is really helping raise the consciousness on the earth plane. And for all of you that are listening this evening and are looking for like-minded spiritual buddies or people to talk with, just know that because of people like yourself and like Oprah, that is opening more and more.
You know, it's now it isn't. I remember going through school, and they used, if you were kind or nice, they would just all start calling me a suck and going, like that. Mm-hmm. Like it was a bad thing. Well, Oprah's made it a good thing.
Yes.
To be a good person.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just reading, I got the book Notes from the Universe today from Beyond Word Publishing.
Yes.
They do the best books.
Mm-hmm.
And this one by Mike Dooley, I'd really recommend. And he said, you holding this book are the one who was sent to make a difference, to be a bridge, to light the way,
mm-hmm.
by living the truths that have been revealed to you so that others might do the same. And that's what Oprah does, and that's what we try to teach, too.
Yes, absolutely. And you know the other thing that I think Oprah isn't afraid to ask those tough questions and really get people thinking. And I was telling you earlier today, I have been taking the most amazing teachings from the angels, meaning that I was in 1991, I was awakened by my angels in the middle of the night. For those of you who don't know about the work I do, and I was asked to get a pencil and paper and to take down in writing this message that was being dictated to me. And I know it was the angels. They were so full of love and goodness and encouragement. And this message was so beautiful. Now, my sister Barbara had gotten a message several weeks before. So as she and I were writing and asking questions and everything, our divine group of angels, now when I say angels, I mean collectively, our spirit guides, the teachers, the healers, the deceased loved ones, God's angels on every level, and of course God, being our supreme being, they are all on the other side, teaching us, helping us, loving us, and walking forward with us on our path. And I remember just one of the many writings that they have given over this summer. It's been, they wake me up at 2:30 in the morning.
Don't you ever say to them, hey, you're not the boss of me?
Well, you know, one time I did write them and I said, why do you guys always get me up in the middle of the night? How about talking to me at 2:30 in the afternoon?
You wouldn't be listening. You'd be, I have to do, I have to go, I need to do.
You're right. That's
mm-hmm.
exactly what they said. They said, we would love to, child. They're so sweet the way they speak to us. We're, call us child, loved mm-hmm. ones. But they said, we cannot get your attention. Well, the most beautiful lesson that they wrote that sticks first and foremost in my mind is they were talking about how every single event that happens to us while we're here on Earth is a teaching. It's a lesson. And some people say, oh, I don't want lessons. Ooh, lessons are painful.
Or, hey, just send the money and call it a day.
Yeah. I'll be happy to give it the office, that
yeah.
sort of thing, you know. But the fact is that the real wake-up calls are lessons or teachings in our lives that really get us to stop and start thinking about, you know, who am I? Where am I? Why is this happening? What am I going to do about the events in my life? Like when my sister Barbara passed away, it was just a year ago, believe it or not, the end of July. And
we sure miss her.
Oh, boy, do I miss her.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Barbara is in spirit. I know she's with me. But I have to say, the thing that surprised me a little bit was she and I were not writing with each other for the first year. I would write, and I wasn't getting much of anything. And so I wrote the angels. I said, all right, you guys, what's going on? Barbara and I did this, shared this, wrote books on this, writing with each other from spirit and to us on Earth. What's happening? Where is she? And it was very sweet. They just said, you know, Barbara is transitioning and elevating her spirit now. You are also transitioning your thinking, your consciousness, and you are elevating your spirit. So you both are teaching, you both are learning, you're both being taught new ways of coming into your spiritual greatness. And so be patient, child, be patient. And on the anniversary of her passing, sure enough, I sat down with my husband and another friend of mine, and the three of us wrote, "Dear Barbara, are you there and can we speak with you?" She came through to each one of us. And her messages, of course, were so full of her love and her laughter. She was so funny when she was here on Earth and equally as funny in spirit. And it was such a blessing and a relief. It was like, oh, the dry spell is over.
Now you understand the need for people for mediumship. Please let me know, everybody wants one last chance, one moment to hear the voice, to connect with that energy.
You bet. And just to know that they are fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now we get writings from people on the other side constantly. I'm happy, I'm fine, I'm here, it's wonderful. But Barbara was writing and saying that it is so spectacularly beautiful. And there's so much healing. She said, every road, she said, as my spirit moves forward, it's like if I turn down this road, everything looks very familiar, and yet it's the first time I feel like I've seen it.
Oh, such beauty.
It's so gorgeous.
And I don't know why we worry about them over there. It sounds like a nice place to end up.
Well, exactly. So the bottom line on my story here is the angels were saying our lessons. That whole process of Barbara's illness saying goodbye to her
mm-hmm.
has moved me forward on my spiritual path because I have learned more about loving, about sharing, about the blessings I have.
Appreciating life.
Appreciating life.
Now, that's what Oprah teaches, too. When you see those people and they've had some disaster, she always says, well, what's changed you? What do you see now?
Yes.
So they're teaching us to value the moment and value the loved ones, and that they've created things where they may have lost one loved one, but they have gone out and touched 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people because of it.
That's right.
Which wouldn't have happened otherwise.
You're 100% right. And it's like when we just know that life is full of polarity. For every bad thing that happens to us, there's always, always a good thing that shows up
mm-hmm.
and that is there. So you're right. It's like from the worst things comes the greatest blessings and opportunities. So the angels say that your lessons are your gateways to your spiritual elevation and the higher consciousness. It's the gateway to the good that you can share with others and give to others. So Barbara says, don't ever, ever worry about your loved ones in spirit. Believe me, they are fine. And that it always, you're always being led forward and brought forward. Just know that the bad always brings the good.
That's interesting. If I end up in heaven, I want to be in Barbara's department because she had us laughing down here. Could you imagine her up there with a little, tinkling bell?
It's got to be a lot of fun. They gave me this image. One of the things as a channel that I get these little pictures in my mind. And the night that she transitioned, it was like it was 1 in the morning here.
And were you with her?
No, I wasn't there. I was here in Florida. And the how the air gets very quiet and still at night?
Mm-hmm.
I was on the phone with my other sister, Jackie, and Barbara's best friend who lives in Wyoming. And all of a sudden, Barbara gave my husband, Bob, a set of chimes for Christmas the year before. And all of a sudden, I heard the chimes tinkling, tinkle, tinkle. And I said to Jackie and Susan on the phone, I think that was Barbara. I think she's just passed.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 minutes later, I got a phone call that she had passed. So, their communication does keep coming. And it was the most beautiful noise I had ever heard somehow. It was sad, but it was beautiful.
Well, resonated with your heart.
It did,
mm-hmm.
definitely. So, anyway, have you ever lost someone, Mary Ellen, that it was really close to you?
When my grandmother passed, it was like hard to catch your breath. But when Barbara died, when I woke up in the morning, I thought, I can't believe the world is still turning. It didn't do a little blip or jump or anything like that.
Mm.
Because she and you together have touched hundreds of thousands of people, and you've taught people in such a gentle, loving way.
Thank you so much. Well, it's certainly been my honor to be part of people's spiritual path, to walk with them, to encourage them and support them, and to give people tools. You know, so many times people say, well, I'm not sure what to do next, or, you know, what's the best decision for me to make, or where do I go? If you can take a paper and pencil, say a little prayer, and, you know, invite your angels to be with you, and then begin writing, like, if it were your first time, Mary Ellen, you just think of the angels around you.
Well, you know, I actually have one of my angel writings, and I was so perfect with you talking about Barbara. May I read it?
Oh, please. That'd be great.
It's called The Word Love. It seemed appropriate. Okay. And the angels say, tonight we shall once again discuss our favorite topic, love. Oh, where to begin? Such a small word, such a large and vast concept. To love oneself, to love God, to love fellow man, to love and care for your planet Earth, to love. Love is a feeling. It is not a deed, a chore, or responsibility. Love is an inner radiance. Love reaches out through you, whether or not we are in the same room, as to who and where we direct our love. That's what Barbara did when she passed. The energy of love is so vast. It permeates all aspects of your lives. Love is so subtle, like the gentle beating of a butterfly's wings, the wisp of a kiss on a cheek. Love is a vibration. It is not the strongest of hugs that expresses love to others. It is the gentlest touch, the softest smile, the kindest word. Love, like a pebble dropped into a pond, spreads its effects by rippling out to reach out and uplift others. Just to say the word love puts a smile in the deepest part of your being. And who or what ignited this love? Where does it come from that it flows up and out of you to others? Love does not come from your brain function, but from your heart center. The next time you feel love or loved or giving out love, feel for the first time from whence it originates. Watch how it grows until you feel you would pop if you could not release this energy. The energy of love is like all vibrations. It moves. Interesting. We can all become love machines and manifest love and send it out to the world for all to benefit. Our love to you through these communications is evident. It is the tide of our desire that carries these messages out to you. It is love of God and growth of love that inspires the scribe to write down and share our love vibrations and knowledge with you. Seek not love just for yourself, or you become like an overripened fruit and spoil. Share as you fill your vessels with God's love and vibrational energy, and your well will never run dry. We love you all and applaud your continued growth into and of the light and its many mysteries. Amen. And mine are the angels of the light.
Beautiful. Oh, spectacular.
Hey, you do something like that on Monday mornings, don't you?
I do. On my website, angelspeak.com. And angelspeak is one word, and there is an E at the end of it.
And why is that?
Well, the angels suggested that. And Barbara said to them one day, now, why do we put an E at the end of angelspeak? She said, is it like Shakespeare? And they said, yes, child. So they named angelspeak. But
we like E's.
Pardon?
They like ease.
They
That's
like
all there
ease.
Is to it.
That must be it. But Barb and I were talking about how, oh, it's Monday morning. You know, geez, we should write the angels for a little inspiration. And so we came up with the idea of the Monday morning message from your angels. And here is an example of the message for those of you who do not know about it that was on this last Monday. They said, once you find your passion, the elation you feel is your soul taking form, moving you forward into your life work. Because once once something happens like that, you know in your gut or in your heart that it's your angels, and there's no elation like it. Wouldn't you say that, Mary Ellen?
Oh, yeah, when I read that this morning, because there's only two things that I actually sign up for, and one is your Monday morning missives, Yeah, there's Dick Kazan's fabulous inspirational story on Somebody Once a Week.
Uh-huh.
And I just signed up for Notes from the Universe. So when yours arrived and I read that, I was like, oh, my gosh, that's exactly what it feels like in your heart. And that's
yes.
what you move forward, and that's why you do things for free for 11 years.
Yes.
Try and stop me, you know.
Yeah, I know. And when it's right, it's right, and you know it. Well, here's another one. They say, let us help you to see how much you have spiritually matured in the last few months or years. We will help you count the many blessings you have received and how much you have grown.
Mm.
So there's, you know, calling upon them, asking them for the help. Now, this is a wonderful one on humor, and then I'll tell people how they can sign up for these. This Monday morning message happened to be August 20th of this year, and it says, humor is important for mental and physical health and balance. We are very careful to give you occasions of joy and silliness so you can feel better. When you laugh, you breathe and bring in great gulps of air. In those deep breaths, you are being cleansed, healed, and vitalized and lifted up to a new vibration.
You know, you rarely laugh alone, and if somebody's made you laugh, whether they're on the internet and they send out a missive, or whether it's a TV show and they're making you laugh, like, have you seen that show Just for Laughs?
No.
Oh my gosh, I just in a room all by myself laughing last night. But when you think about your what you've just written from the angels, and you go backwards, could you imagine that staff on that TV show going, oh, let's do this. And so the laughter starts before the skit's made, before
exactly.
it's transformed to people all over the North American continent laughing by themselves.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, the angels say that if you want us to, if you want to connect with us, breathe. We come within every cell of your being on your breath. So the laughter is the best way of all to bring their energy in.
So healing.
Yes. So if anyone would like to receive the Monday morning message each Monday morning when you sit down at your computer, or, and I should say, also, I will send to you a copy of the Angel Speak newsletter. And all you need to do is go on the angelspeak.com homepage. And on the left side of the home page, it says, if you'd like to receive the MMM or the newsletter free, please sign up here. And you just put in your email address.
Great. I just realized Angel Scribe has an E at the end of it, too.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. They love E's.
They do.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, are you teaching any classes or lectures that any of the people listening could go to?
Well, yes, I am, actually. First of all, I was just kind of briefly explaining about how to get a written message from your angels. And, you know, if you say a little prayer and ask them to come in and then pretend like they're around you. For example, if they were writing to you, they'd say, write down, dearest Mary Ellen, we love you and then just keep writing whatever comes to you. So that's really the shortened version, or as Barbara used to say, the Reader's Digest version of how to get a message from the angels. But on October 17th and 18th, I think it's a Tuesday and Wednesday evening, I am taking the class, How to Talk with Your Angels, and I'm dividing the three-hour class. One night it'll be an hour and a half, the second night an hour and a half.
And what city?
It's on the telephone.
Oh.
Yes. So anybody in the world can tune into this class.
That's perfect.
And if they'd like more details, when you go to the homepage of Angel Speak, click on Trudy's calendar, and it will give you more information. But it is great. And people who tune into the class on the telephone will find that they will have two written messages by the time we end the class. And it is amazing. Your life really changes once you've written to your angelic group.
I tell you, those angels have gone high tech that you're doing that.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yes. So, You know, one other thing. I just, speaking of laughter, I wanted to read to you a writing. I do spiritual life coaching with people. And, you know, lots of folks would come up to me at workshops or talks that I would do, and they'd say, how did you keep it going that you could write 4 books with the angels? How can you stay on focus and get things done? And it hit me that I could do it because I had someone to talk with, someone that I could share my progress with, and that was Barbara. So I started Spiritual Life Coaching, where I speak with an individual once a week for 30 minutes. And a woman that I am coaching right now, she's out of the northwest, as a matter of fact. She loves improv, and she's a comedian, and she's just fun and funny, speaking of humor. So here's, she wrote to the angels, and she said, what message do you have for me today? And the angel said, dear Joni, I am so happy to talk to you. Oh, she starts out, I am so happy to talk to you. I have lots and lots of information and tidbits and help for you. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me begin again. This is the angels. Usually angels start off by referring to themselves as we. We are happy to talk to you, because usually there's a group of angels in the writings, but sometime one angel steps forward, and that is what happened with Joan. And so I will start again, because this angel said to her, I am so happy to talk to you. I have lots and lots of information and tidbits and help for you. My name is Gladiola.
Oh, cute.
Isn't that cute?
Yes, because she's so glad.
Because she's so
glad to know you.
Yeah. And it says, yes, I have written to you before. You can probably find me if you search, but search later. I am here for you as a special helper and stepping stone angel. I am here to help you step up to your newest, latest destiny. Do not be scared. I am the opposite of scary. I am pure love with some extra peptitude thrown in for fun. You will see that everything is easy, really and truly easy. The more you let me help you, the more I will help with the easiness of it. I am quite happy to be working with you. I have been by your side many times. Waiting, although there is another angel term for that, which would be better said tendering. Instead of waiting, she calls it tendering.
Beautiful. And you know, if she's a comedian and she has this funny angel,
yes,
she's been working with her all along. She just didn't have this communication.
Exactly. That's what I loved about this. I mean, they could have sent any angel to work with her, but no, they sent a funny one.
Yeah.
And she, Gladiola says, there is divine right timing for all things. Now is the time for more Joni shining. Do not worry about how you feel. You feel fine enough. Let. I echo the other angels because they are saying right.
Oh, which is the other thing the angels do. They repeat things usually 3 times.
When they really want to drive home the message, they will say it in threes.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, call to me for your next step anytime. I will give you help, encouragement, enthusiasm, really, and lots of patience and love. Yours sincerely and happily, Gladiola.
So beautiful.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
So they're funny. They can be very tender and kind. They can be strong. You know, they'll say, you know, we feel that we want you to get up and go out and, you know, don't stay hiding. You know, they'll really be like your best loving friend speaking to you.
Now notice when they speak, they and it's a difficult subject, they do it in such a roundabout, beautiful way. You're like in love with what's going on and pay attention.
Exactly.
Oh, I've got two paragraphs I want to read here. It's called All That You Are, and it's one that I wrote in 1993, and it says, to uplift another human, oh, what greater gift could you give another soul? To be there in a time of need, to help assist them through a low point in their life. What a gift to be just you. And this is all that they need and want. No special skills, no extra college degrees, no computer jargon, no high finances. But when a soul is ready to cry, to share, to grow, to grieve, and they reach out to you to hold their hand, rest assured it is the person you are below the hand that they seek to share this moment with. I mean, and you know, when you read that, and if all of a sudden you're in a spot where you've got to go take care of somebody in hospice, you go, I can do it, instead of going, ew, which might have been your first thought.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God really will give us the next step, the next phase, the growth. And, you know, sometimes we're just being our human self. No, I don't want to do that. And yet, you know, take a breath. Sometimes we say yes or no very quickly because we either want to please people or we're afraid. And that is many times I've learned to finally say, let me think about that. I'll get back to you.
Oh, I have this thing, if God asks you to do it, you need to show up. Because look at, hey, I'm on a radio as a talk show host today.
And like, who would have ever thought?
Exactly. And when a tear went back east, she had wanted to, you know, show her gift and meet the right people. And they asked her to be on the podium, and the first thing she said was, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And she called me, and I said, you have to. You know, God has put you in that spot. You've been given that opportunity. You have to step into it. Otherwise, it wouldn't have come up.
Exactly. You know, all you have to do is just show up in life. And I know that we've all heard that phrase before, but I never really got what that meant. And you're right, Mary Ellen. You just got to say yes, whether it feels like zippity-doo-dah or not. You know, you just go along, okay, God, I'll take this next step on my path.
What can be the worst thing that can happen? We can have a little dead air time.
Sure.
But one of our loving listeners would call us up and help fill it in really quick.
And listen, Mary Ellen, between you and me, I doubt if there's going to be a lot of dead air time.
You know, you could put us in a box and we talk all by ourselves.
That's right. I don't need anybody to talk with. I can talk all I need to.
You have a lovely voice to listen to, too, so it'll be a nice show you're going to be doing on your telephone call. I want to give you one little quote. It goes right with what we're doing. I'm flipping through my book, Words of Wisdom from the Light, that I created years ago, some angel writings, and one is... one child grows into an adult and can change the destiny of many. One person alone is that all that is needed, and you may be one of these people. No one has your special gifts. No one is in your shoes. No one can move forward as you can. To give of yourself to help uplift in your manner. Find a vehicle to start the process of your mission in life. For we all have a mission. We all have a purpose and a usefulness, both to ourselves and to others. Oh, I'm going to change channels right here. My friend back east was suicidal, and I don't know if you knew the story. I called her up one day, and she goes, hello. And I'm like, don't you do it. I didn't know she was suicidal till I heard her voice because it wasn't her usually bubbly hello.
Oh.
And anyways, she hadn't told anybody. She had everything set. Her kids had already gone off to college. She knew she didn't have to worry about kids. And anyways... it was enough to snap her back into reality. And she's the one who got on the internet and discovered there's got to be something that's going to help me. I know there is. I know there's an answer to every question. And she's the one that came up with the Ludi's 304 from homeopathy.com I've mentioned in the last few newsletters.
Yes.
That has changed and saved lives. It's made sick animals well. It's made people who just can't get up in the morning feel better. It's made people who are depressed feel better. And that one woman has changed the destiny of many. I love a God plan.
I do, too. And how wonderful, you know? And it's all herbs also, these little, you know, the right combination. And that's it's so much about God's planning. It's always not only so perfect, but there does need to be the right people, the right circumstances, and the right events. And how wonderful that that God led you to call your friend.
Oh, that was amazing. That's happened to me twice in my life. Just when you don't think that you have a purpose.
Yes.
You know, and I'm on the West Coast. She's on the East Coast. But you just, it used to drive my mom nuts. She goes, I don't know what you're going to do next. I'm thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do next either. But when you get a little tug in your heart center, it almost feels like on a chain. But
yeah.
It's a loving chain. And I get pulled. And it means I will walk to the right or the left, or I'll phone somebody when I get that little feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
exactly.
That's your angelic guidance. And then when you get quiet and write, like what you were just teaching about how to listen to angels,
mm-hmm.
That's the place that I go to and listen. And when I started writing, it was like, oh, I've done this my whole life.
Yes, exactly, because your angels have been speaking to you in your knowing your whole life. It's just gotten layered up with your thinking. So by writing down what's coming to you, once you've invited your angels in with your prayer, it's like, oh my gosh, this is profound. This is exactly what I needed to hear. And plus, just saying yes to letting them dictate information to you in letters, it's the most healing energy you could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm. It is for everybody. I wanted to ask, you're woken up at 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Is there other, not rituals, but traditions? I would write first thing in the morning when I wake up, because I figure I'm half asleep. I'm probably got one foot in heaven and one on earth.
Yes. Well, you know, some people are morning people, and they just, you know, feel gooey and good in the morning, and perfect time for them.
Okay, they don't need looties.
No. And then other people at night, they're just kind of sleepy and dreamy, and they figure that's a perfect time, and everything in between. The good news is we can receive angelic dictation or information or knowing anytime, 24/7. And, you know, like some people say, oh, you must have crystals or you must have candles lit and you have to be in a certain chair. No, we feel that if you're riding on a subway in New York City, you could grab a paper and pencil and write down an angel message. You just need to have the prayer and the willingness to invite them into your life.
I agree with you 100%. I get those books, and it's a whole book on how to meditate or how to channel.
Yes.
And I'm going, they say, we're back into religion. There's so many rules and regulations. You're going, am I doing it right? And you're not flowing, and you're not going inside. You're trying to follow all the rules in your head, and you're not sinking into the depths and the sweetness of your heart center.
Yes, exactly. So they're always there. You know, I've had people call me and say, where did my angels go? I used to feel them, and I don't feel them anymore. The fact is, they are always with you. If you don't feel them, possibly you've tucked in a little bit, or you've been afraid or sad or fearful or something that has cut off the communication. So if you're not as connected or getting that knowing like you used to, just take a deep breath and just say, dear angels, help me realign my energy with you so we may communicate and I may receive your loving healing. You know, it's so easy to pray. That's another thing they're asking me to share. I used to always think that there was a certain formula for praying, like you have to be this or that, or have to say certain...
Or certain words. That's what drove me nuts.
Say
God can hear your heart.
Yes. All you have to
not
do...
What, you could speak in French or English and German. You tell me what are the specific exact words if you're speaking different languages.
Exactly. So all you need to do is just open your heart and say what is ever on your mind or in your heart. Or, you know, I just often say, hello, God.
Aww.
I am so happy that you are here with my divine team of angels that you have assigned to me and many more. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your guidance. I am so blessed, and I love you. Amen. Because that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how people pray. It's not complicated. It's very easy.
Gratitude and love.
It's like praying to your best friend. better than best. I mean, best. And because you are more loved by whoever your God is.
And understood. Well, that's a challenge with us down here on Earth.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, someone walking our spiritual path is, can be the best, most fun thing that's ever happened. And sometimes it's kind of challenging. You know, someone cuts you off in traffic and you just, all you want to do is run up and, you know, yell at the guy or whatever. And, you know, you want to be a spiritual person, not just some of the time, as much of the time as possible. Someone unsubscribed to my newsletter, and frankly, I don't get many of those.
And, you know, I'm like, what's wrong? And then I'll read why they're unsubscribing, and they go, I have a new email address. I'm going, oh, good.
Oh, good. So this person said, I am not any way into religion. I have no idea how I even got on your mailing list, your email list. And I thought, isn't that interesting? You know, there's such an enormous difference between religion.
He thinks you're religious?
And spirituality, yes. Mm,
I think spirituality is when you live from your heart.
Yes, for sure. But and spirituality is about your purpose, your mission, your God work, and how you can make a difference in the world. And you can take all of your beliefs and personal connections to your God, but then take that and manifest it into how I can make a difference. So, no, this isn't about religion whatsoever. Totally different. But sometimes if people think you say angels, they immediately think of God and religious, you know, gatherings.
Well, angels and all beliefs around the world almost, aren't they?
They are. The four major religions do have angels in their religion. So, you know, sometimes, and I guess the reason the angels wanted me to share that with you listeners is that, you know, the times that people say, oh, you know, they misunderstand your spirituality, you're looking for your life purpose or whatever is going on in your life, and they go, oh, you're a religious freak now and everything.
Oh, why?
You know, it's okay in that you know clearly what you're doing and everything. So it's you just keep living your spiritual life.
It's much calmer to be spiritual. So when the person cuts you off in traffic,
yes,
you think much deeper with more compassion, and you're like, well, bless their heart. They might be rushing to somebody who's passing in the hospital.
Yes.
They might be out of work and rushing for an interview they really need. You know,
mm-hmm.
Let them go forward.
Yes. I figure I'll move out of the way so they can do whatever they feel they need to do. You know, we're all at our own point of our spiritual growth. Some people are, you know, still learning very important lessons. And, well, we're all learning important lessons, but, I mean, we're all at different points on our path. And each of our attitudes about who we are and how we are on this planet is, you know, who are we to say what's right and what's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know while we're chatting, Pat and Chehalis emailed me. She just loves the show so much. We want to say hello to her.
Oh,
and a lot of times when we have our shows, people don't call in because they're so into the teaching part that they're so appreciative just to have the guest, which is you today,
thank you.
From the heart, because when you do that, it lifts them up and it keeps the flow going.
Well, you know, thank you for that. And another thing that these, you know, your listeners know how to download MP3s. You know, it's funny that there are groups of people that just don't know how to do that. They know how to get on computers and everything. I just finished recording three meditations that the angels dictated to me. And a good friend of mine, Barry Carollo in New Jersey, put the music to them. One of the meditation downloads is on abundance in all areas of our life. Another one is about healing. And then a third one is about love. And so if anyone might be interested in three meditation tapes, one, two, or three, you can order as many or as little as you want. Just go on to angelspeak.com and you'd find it there. Well,
you
that
are,
was fun.
You are high-tech.
Hey.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I want to, we're almost ready to close up the show here. Is there anything else that you would like to share? Any little commercials or any?
Well, you know, it's, I would love it if you'd all sign up for the newsletter, because I have such a sense of happiness in the, and the Monday morning message when they go out. It's my connection. You know, Barbara and I, we really had so much to put our energies together with. And one of the good parts of being in my own business partner now, even though I'm partnered with Barbara, is partnering with other folks out there. So please sign up, because I know that other people are listening and opening their hearts to all these messages that are coming out to you.
When people were sharing your messages, forwarding it to me, too.
Oh,
so
great.
That's when I get tickled with the newsletter, is passed on to other people, because then your work and your love becomes a tool for people who can't write and say it the way you do,
mm-hmm.
and they can uplift and inspire their friends. So
that's the best.
Isn't
it? I love that. Yes.
I get all excited like a little kid on Christmas morning in my heart center before I press out a newsletter. I'm like, oh, this is going to touch people, they're going to giggle or whatever, you know.
Yes, it's so fun. And it's what I'm here to do. So please join me if you can online in my, in all of that information coming out from the angels.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm going to give a little commercial for Atera.
Okay.
Remember, BBS Radio, right here next Thursday, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Tune in to her show, Metaphysical Straight Talk from the Heart, with Mystical Atera. And Atera is an approved Edgar Cayce Association reader and is a sought-after speaker and reader about spirituality and metaphysics, as everybody knows. And if you'd like an amazing blow-your-socks-off with reading with Atera, please refer to our website, angelscribe, with an E at the end, .com. And my little commercial is to purchase autographed copies of my books. Please, please. I have two inspirational books, Expect Miracles, Last Seen on an Airplane, and A Christmas Filled with Miracles, soon to be seen at Christmas time, that are listed on angelscribe.com. I'll personally autograph to anybody. Also, if you know someone who is editor of a magazine or a newspaper who would love a successful proven miracles column or a pet column, I must have 2,000 stories of all lengths that I would love to share and actually get paid for. The world is in great need of inspiration and hope, and the media knows that good news sells and attracts readers. And that's why True to You and I have so many people signed up to our newsletters.
Yes. And you know what? I do, by the way, I do angel readings as well.
Okay.
And I am having some classes up in the Connecticut area for anybody who might be listening from Connecticut, because a lot of folks talk about Atera's readings that were on when we were all on our cruise together.
She's amazing.
Yes. So I know she is good.
She takes past things people have been carrying for burdens that are psychologically sometimes they don't even know about.
Yeah.
And she's like reaching over and hitting delete on a computer, and you go, well, I sure feel better. But she said, Dom says, flip their energy this way and say these words, and it's just it opens this channel so that they can start to flow again.
Fantastic.
Well, I'd like to thank the listeners for listening to Metaphysical Straight Talk from the Heart today, and thank you to Dawn for creating BBS Radio and all the people there that are helping today, like Seth. And what they have done is they've been able to gift us a way to teach others right from our homes to listen so people can hear in their homes and office through their computers. Now, BBS Radio had a vision, and they followed the lead, and look where we all are today. Now, we're all listening family because of their tenacity to produce something very, very special. Atera and I will be at the Psychic and Medium John Holland with Brian Weiss event in Seattle on September the 30th, and you can check out information at hayhouse.com under the events or johnholland.com. He's like one of our favorite mediums.
Mm-hmm.
And Trudy, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It was wonderful hearing how spirit works in your life and how the angels guide you, and a special thank you as always to one of the angels' loving messengers.
Thank you so much. My pleasure. I loved it.
I'll have you back again.
Thank you. Yep. Please do.
And now this is Mary Ellen Angel Scribe, and now you know why the Angel Scribe, reminding you to turn right at the unicorn and left at the rainbow, and wishing you a life filled with miracles. And as Atira's mother always said to the many foster children as she wrapped them warmly in bed at night, may you be wrapped in the wings of the angels.